The Sefer Tami HaMenhagim brings down the famous question of the Beis Yosef with regard to Chanukah. He says as follows, he asks, Tam she'osim Chanukah ches yom. The reason why we celebrate Chanukah specifically for a period of 8 days. After all, kivan de shemen shebepach hoyebol halik lailachas. The miracle really shouldn't have, was not for 8 days. Because in fact, when they did find this pure oil, they found one jug which was enough to last for the entire day. Nimsa shul hayahanes el zayin yom. And therefore, the miracle really was not for 8 days, only for seven. So therefore, in order to acknowledge this nace, this miracle that Hashem performed, we should really only be celebrating 7 days and not eight. And to answer this question, I was actually at a Sfarim store and noticed an interesting sefer which has 500 answers to that question. That's actually an entire sefer dedicated to that question as to why the holiday of Chanukah is 8 days and not seven, if in fact the miracle only lasted for 7 days. So we're not going to go through all 500 answers tonight, but a couple of them, at least the ones that are brought down to Tami HaMenhagim. He says like this, brings down the reason of the Taz. He says, Mishum, he says, the reason for this is she'ein hu yisbarech osa nes litin bracha el b'mash she'esh kevar ba'ola. Hashem, when He does perform miracles, He does not do them in a way which are just completely, completely unbelievably miraculous, taking something which does not even exist in this world and creating something as Hashem did in Masa Bereishis of Yesh Ma'ayin, something from nothing. God doesn't do that, even when it comes to miracles. He tries to minimize the miracle to the greatest extent. B'yafil hu davar mu'at. Even if it's something which is very small, will be able to create a miracle that a lot will come forth from something so small. Then Hashem will cause the small to increase greatly. Something which is completely empty, void. Hashem is not going to create something from nothing and cause a miracle to come forth from that. So explains the Taz. This is also with regard to the miracle of Chanukah. It was not just the last days 2 through 8, but it was even on day 1. It must be, since this is how God operates, Nishtayer Masha Hoya Roylo, the Al Oso Ashir, Babrocha Shanase Sham Nes, Laharbos Oso. That it must be even on the first day, after that 24-hour span of time, there must have still been some oil left burning, and therefore Hashem would not have caused otherwise for the first day that it would just have burned naturally, and then a flame is coming forth from nothing. That doesn't make sense. Rather, explains the Taz, it must be there was always some oil that was remaining, even a small amount, and therefore the only way that there could still be oil remaining, even a small amount, after day one, must be that day one was also miraculous because it should have completely have been consumed or used on that particular day. And therefore explains the Taz, that's the reason why also Shigam B'Lail HaRishona Nasa Nes. There was a miracle also on the first night, on the first time, the first day as well. And he brings down over here on the bottom an interesting explanation, doesn't quote who it's from, but he says that if we look in the Ma'osur, we know the famous paragraph which talks specifically about the days of Chanukah, which is not every paragraph, but the second to last one, which says, Yavanim nikbitzu alai azai bimei chashmanim. So it says that the Yavanim, the Greeks, gathered against me, ufartzu chomos migdolai, v'tiba kol hashmanim. They breached the walls of my towers, they defiled all the oils. And now listen to this next sentence. Umi noser kankanim nasa nes l'shoshanim. Translated literally over here, is that from one remnant of the flasks, a miracle came forward. Okay. Now, what does it mean, the simple translation of Umi Noser Kankanim Nasanes? We think it means that there was a miracle, that this oil just burned for 8 days. But it doesn't say that they found one, and that's how the miracle happened. Umi Noser Kankanim, from the smallest remnant left in that flask, a miracle occurred. Which means, based on what the Taz is saying, and maybe this is what it's being alluded to, is that it was a remnant, a drop left in that one flask at the end of day one, that nasenes, that the miracle happened not just in the last 7 days, but also on the first as well. That's a different reading of what it's when it says in Ma'osor, Umi Noser Kan Kani. Now, it's also brought down over here additional reasons, which we'll get to momentarily. But before we do so, he brings down an interesting idea in Sefer Bnei Yisachar about in the name of the Baal HaRokeach with regard to the connection between Sukkos and Chanukah. Because he says specifically, when it comes to the actual amount of days, just like Sukkos is Ches Yomim, Av Chanukah is Ches Yomim. They're both 8 days. Not to get into tremendous detail about this, so I want to also get back to the Beis Yosef's question, but there are tremendous similarities between Chanukah and Sukkot beyond the fact that they both just happen to be for 8 days. But he brings down over here that even though Chanukah is midrabbanim, it's rabbinic in nature, right? It happened in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. It's not found anywhere a source in the actual Chumash, but nonetheless, the Chachamim, when they institute a Rabbanan, they need to find some type of a remez, some type of a hint, some source to it in the Torah. And he brings down in Parshas Emor that it's interesting, when it talks about all the different Chagim, all the Yom Tovim, it's brought down the holiday of Sukkot, which is in Per Chav Gimel. And of course, Sukkot, it doesn't just say Shiva Shamim, but then after the 7 days, we have thereafter, B'yom HaShmini Mikra Kodesh, an 8th day. Interestingly enough, after that Yom Tov, the very next chapter, Chav Dalet, brings down the following pasuk of Savas Bnei Yisrael, V'yichwe Lecha, Shemen Zayez Zoch Ksis Lama'or, L'halos Ner Tamid. So he said it's interesting that they were able to see this connection of an idea of lighting a menorah, not the same as our Chanukiah, but still the same concept written right next to Sukkot. And therefore he says that's a hint as to why it should also be for 8 days and not 7. But again, going back to the Beis Yosef, why in fact are we celebrating it for 8 days? And in fact, the miracle only happened for 7. So we have one explanation. We just saw the Taz. Share a couple more answers and we'll have to stop. Brings down another reason in the name of all the Beis Yosef. Says a few answers. He says, Shul Acher, Shenosnu Shemen Beneros HaMenorah Keshiur. They put the proper amount of oil into the menorah. Nishur HaPach Mole Kivadchila. Menikr Hanes Ach Bulayla Harishon. As they poured, and then they put the jug down, they noticed something strange, that in the jug itself, the oil, which should have, by pouring it out, have now an empty jug, it did not turn out that way. And therefore, every time that they poured, for some reason, that jug did not empty out. That's another interpretation. Or, he says, Shibalayla Harishon, it's possible that on the first night, what happened, Nasnu Kol Hashem and Beneros, Bedoka Kol Laila, that they put in all the oil, Uvaboker Matzo Haneros, Malayim Shemen. Not that the jug still had oil in it after they poured, but rather that they noticed that the oil did not burn at all throughout the entire evening. Furthermore, he says, another explanation, Shechilku Shemen Shehapach L'ches Chalokim. That what they did is they said, listen, we only have this small amount of oil, and it's going to take a whole week to get more oil. So instead of just burning it today and having nothing for the next 7 days, let's distribute exactly 1/8 of the oil. And therefore, it only burned for a few hours, but it's better than nothing. Every day, we'll just have enough oil, so it'll last for a few hours. And each of those 8 days, it lasted for the entire time. That's another interpretation, that instead of using it all in one shot, they spread it out in order to at least have a couple hours, and it lasted much longer than that. In the conclusion, the reason of the Chai Adam. He says, Kivan Shafilu, below Nesa Shemen Hoya Royal Kfu Yom Chav He, Shinachu Bo Myoyvehem Lahalil Lohodos, Kemoshikabu Bapurim Byom Shinachubo. He says that even though in fact we really should only be celebrating this holiday for 7 days, because the miracle only happened for 7 days. However, as we find when it comes to Purim, in which we were able to rest from having to fight our enemies that were successful against our adversaries, therefore we celebrate for that reason alone, so too when it comes to Hanukkah, we will do the same. Since they found oil, Hiskinu Shehem Adlikin Bo Belaila, Shulafanav Gamkin Lafar Sem Hanes Shel Hashemen Gambo Soyom. They decided to light the Chanukiah, the menorah rather, at that time, to publicize the miracle also at that particular time. So again, according to the Chai Adam, which is where we'll stop, he gives the explanation because of the success of the military battle in which the Jewish people, against all odds, were able to be victorious over. For that reason, on the first night, even though there was no miracle of the oil, we will still have an additional day, so it's no longer 7, it's 8.